Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 6. Spiritual Principles, Life Lessons, and Holy Warnings Seen in the History of David, Saturday. Related Verses, 1 Kings 11:13. But I will not tear the whole kingdom away from you. I will give one tribe to your son because of David my servant, and because of Jerusalem which I have chosen. 1 Peter 3:8 through 10. And finally, be all of the same mind, sympathetic, loving the brothers, tender-hearted, humble-minded, not rendering evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing one another, because you were called to this, that you might inherit blessing. For he who desires to love life and see good days, let him cause his tongue to cease from evil and his lips to speak no guile. Galatians 6:7-10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For he who sows unto his own flesh will reap corruption of the flesh. But he who sows unto the Spirit will of the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not lose heart in doing what is good, for in the proper season we will reap if we do not faint. So then, as we have the opportunity, let us do what is good toward all, but especially toward those of the household of the faith. Luke 6:36-38. Be full of compassion, even as your Father also is full of compassion. And do not judge, and you shall by no means be judged. And do not condemn, and you shall by no means be condemned. Release, and you will be released. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. They will give into your bosom. For with what measure you measure, it shall be measured to you in return. Related reading. God exercised a severe punishment upon David because his sin was very evil. After David's failure, many evils, including incest, murder, and rebellion, took place in his family. The source of the unprecedented evil in David's family was David's indulgence in the lust of the flesh. This shows that God's chastisement and his governmental dealing with those who love him may even affect their children. David restored his fellowship with God very quickly after his confession in Psalm 51, but God's discipline continued even after his death. God's government would not depart from him as long as his discipline was upon him. The picture portrayed in the two books of Kings indicates that what we are, what we desire, what we intend to do, and how we behave have very much to do with our remaining in Christ and participating in all his unsearchable riches for our enjoyment. This picture concerning Israel ends with a tragedy of all the kings who are put into the blessed situation of the kingship and who were not faithful to God and did not take good care of their inheritance. They lost the good land and were carried away as captives to the idol-worshipping world. This should be a solemn alarm and warning to us in our relationship with Christ. If we are wrong in any of the matters mentioned above, we will suffer the loss of Christ as our enjoyment. The land signifying Christ is the supply for the existence and living of God's people, and is also for their enjoyment. The good land, vomiting out the defiled and unholy people, signifies that the all-inclusive Christ, as our dwelling place and everything we need for our enjoyment, will vomit us out of himself and not allow us to enjoy him any longer if we are not proper in relation to him. David's life had a good beginning, like the bright sun rising, and his life with his career became like the sun shining at noon. However, his indulgence in lust spoiled his career and caused his bright life to fade like the sunset in the evening. In David's old age, there was nothing bright, excellent, or splendid. One very important thing can be found in Matthew 6:15 and 18:23 through 35. Do not condemn others easily. This is a very serious matter. We should not only be generous and forgiving others, but also avoid criticizing or speaking about others in a light way. Our criticism and careless comments about others often become a judgment upon ourselves. The more generous we are to others, the more generous God will be to us. If we are mean and severe to our brothers, God will also be mean and severe to us. You must learn to be kind, loving, and generous to your brothers. Give others liberty in many things. When others are in trouble, it is the time for us to help them, not the time for us to criticize them. There are many brothers who have fallen miserably today for one reason only. They have criticized others too severely in the past. We must be generous toward others if we want to avoid God's governmental hand. May we learn to love and forbear one another. We have been called to bless others, so we, as the blessed people, should always bless others that we may inherit blessing. What we bless others with, we will inherit ourselves.